My name is Nora Wells, and one way that I am finishing strong, or would love to finish strong, is bringing my family to Christ. And we have not had a strong faith in our family in previous years, but recently, about 2 years ago, I started going to church and have brought my entire family and all of my children to church. And I hope to get stronger every day and finish strong with my family and our faith in Christ.
Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. I think you got the gist of where we're headed. We're going to talk about finishing strong, and there's two reasons for that. One is, just a week ago today, my wife Donna and I had the opportunity, the privilege of being a part of a celebration of the life of a woman that she and her husband have made a huge difference in the lives of young people and people in need through Teen Challenge. Her passing was a great loss, but when Liddell passed, she was a woman who had lived her life in such a way that she finished strong, and that was obvious in the celebration of her life. And I think that's what we want. It's not how we start or even messy in the middle, but how we finish. And that's really the focus today. No matter where you are in this process of life, that your life would be lived in such a way that you're growing closer to Him and to each other and can finish strong. We've got some great stories coming up that I hope you'll be listening to as we get into the program today. Just before we do, I want to remind you on the second thing, which is today we finished this two-week campaign that we've launched, this brand new book, Breathe Again, Finding Peace Beyond Fear and Worry, making it available to those of you who have been calling or going online to stand in support of the ministry with $1 a day or more to our listener-supported ministry. Would you do that today? We have staff standing by. We'd love to talk to you. Give us a call as we wrap this up, this campaign today, at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And I want to say thank you for your support.
My name is Luke, calling to share my testimony on how I'm intentional with Christ. I've only been a Christian 4 years. I came to know and trust Christ at the age of 24 years old. You know, every day I'm growing and seeking God, and I've said that every night when I come home, no matter how many hours I work, I will sit and read my Bible, even if it's one chapter from the Old Testament, one chapter from the New Testament. It's those convictions through the Word of God that has continued me to become a better man, to seek Christ in everything, and I've been intentional in my life since I've become a Christian. Before I was a Christian, I barely had a 2.0 average, you know. I was just terrible at, you know, at being intentional with school, and I dropped out of high school when I was 18 years old. When I became a Christian, I went back to high school, went to college, I graduated college with a 3.95 grade point average, and then God has blessed me with a good job, and so I'm working in the career field that I graduated in, and every day I go to work on time, and I'm just very intentional about sharing that gospel every day and getting up every morning and seeking Christ and how I'm to go about my day and just directing my word. And I look to bless those around me every day as much as possible, those guys that I work with that are non-believers, as well as encouraging other Christians. I've come to find out that the more I do and the more intentional I am in that, the more I have a heart for those people around me and the more of God's compassion and love will work through my life.
Good for you. Hey, listen, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We all start races. We all start things. Come on, we all start something, and it's how we finish, right? Could be work, career, could be raising those kids. You want to finish strong, don't you? Maybe you're halfway through the process, and you say, "Woo, I'm way off track." That's all right. Get back on track and stay focused. Like we got this one who said, "Hey, I want to finish strong in raising my 6 grandchildren." You've taken on all that responsibility. It's one day at a time, isn't it? That's why we talk about doing that next right one thing. A couple of things we on the intentionals for finishing strong. Number one, if you look back over your life and say, hey, I lived my life, and along the process, I really discovered and lived God's purpose for my life. What is the purpose of man? The Westminster Catechism talks about man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's a good place to start. I think another way to measure how strong you've been in finishing, that you left no unfinished business behind. You're not leaving a trail of, you know, damaged relationships and people and stuff behind you, picking up after yourself. We see that all through Scripture. Those that were strong and finished strong, they didn't leave an unfinished business behind. Now, you might have issues that you can't resolve, but that's different than just intentionally walking away from unfinished business. Number three on the list is that you loved people and used things. Our culture is not about serving, it's about self. And when we take the focus to say, hey, I choose to be intentional in doing that next right one thing, it makes a difference. To the phones, what is that one thing? Let's go. Gus is in Michigan. Gus, welcome to the program.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I think it's just to keep in mind, the future for retirement and staying the course. And it seems like the closer you get to retirement, the harder things come. Mm-hmm. But it's just keeping the carrot in front and knowing when you can afford to retire and staying, you know, the course. And
what is your view, Gus, of retirement? I've always looked at that in terms of God doesn't want, you know, we don't see retirement in the Bible, and I know that we need to transition because there's energy and levels and all that kind of thing. How do you view finishing when it comes to that last part of life as far as use of your time and resources and things?
Yeah, and it frees up, I think, not retirement from retirement from having to go to work and being free to, like, serve in church ministry or the soup kitchen, or being able to go to mission trips, you know, or even just to go travel but I think God places you where you're supposed to be in your job, and you're you're not supposed to leave till, you know, He wants you to leave, and you can't let people get in your way of that.
Yeah, how old are you, Gus?
57.
All right. Well, you're in that stage where you're thinking about the future, and life is kind of in thirds. The first third is kind of the learning stage. You learn about life and relationships and your strengths and your weaknesses. The next third is our living stage. It's also our collecting stage. We collect a lot of junk. We collect a lot of stuff, relational issues, financial issues, a garage full of stuff, right? And then the last third is learning to really let go of things, not hang on quite so tightly. And I think you're right on saying, hey, you know, one of the things is to get that breakthrough, not let the past or people in the present keep us from moving in the right direction for the future, which I think is right on. I agree with you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Stephen. Stephen, welcome to the program from Michigan. What's your one thing?
Prayer.
Is that something you do or something you'd like to be more engaged in?
It's something that my wife and I have really, really tapped into. About a year ago, our marriage was facing divorce. I was very easily the worst husband alive. If there was something wrong that I could have done in my marriage, I was guilty of it. And over the course of the last year, we found ourselves back in the church. I actually had been a pastor for 10 years previous before we were married. So it was one of those situations where I knew the word academically, but I had never gotten to a point where I had that deep father nurturing relationship with God, because I just wouldn't allow it. I was too afraid that he would abandon me. So over the course of the last year, my wife and I have really gotten into making Christ the centerpiece of everything it is that we do.
And what difference has that made in your marriage?
Our marriage has just flourished and become something that neither one of us ever imagined that we could have in relationship to another human being.
And you see prayer as a key. Also, making a decision, you were, you know, saying, hey, this is one thing we're going to really focus on, letting God be the center of our lives and our marriage, and then praying together.
Yes.
So,
and most importantly, praying for ourselves in relation to our spouse. If we see something in our spouse that is either hurtful or harmful to us, then we ask how we can, you know, how we can come alongside God and love our spouse through that, rather than praying about our spouse. You know, it's trying to instruct God to change the other person, we realize that, you know, our spouses are our greatest teachers and they're the greatest assets that we have. So realizing that God can work through them in our lives to take us just that much deeper is just really been something that we're very intentional about every day.
That's great. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate your call, Stephen.
No problem, Dr. Rainey.
All right. We're talking about that one thing, how to finish strong. What's that one thing that'd be a breakthrough in your life?
Hi, I'm just calling to let you know that I have been married for 4 years, and the reason why it's so successful is because Jesus is first, the Word in our lives is first, and we live by His Word, and that's why our relationship is lasting through ups and downs, and we've only been married 4 years. But we know that Jesus has to be first and everything else is secondary. And a lot of times the callers call and for some reason, they're just whatever it is they're going through, it all has to be with putting Jesus first and having faith in God. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that so gently and beautifully today. I appreciate it. You know, I was thinking about, we're talking about finishing strong, and I was doing some studying and reading and praying over the last couple of days about intentional living, about our ministry and about our message, and always trying to be clear in what God is trying to communicate through us. And I think He really revealed something to me. That doesn't often or always happen, but He reminded me when we think about finishing strong on this topic of living intentionally. So often we can think of intentional living as something out there, you know, something I'm going to see 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And of course, that's partly true. It certainly has a goal aspect to it. But you have to recognize that we can't be intentional in the past. You know, we're not there. And you and I can't be intentional in the future. Now, when we get there, we can be, but we're not there yet if God tarries and we get there. But you and I, if we want to finish strong, need to be intentional in this moment today, which then got me thinking about how you and I tend to give too much power to our past. One of the reasons we wrestle so much with regret and worry and fear and anxiety is we're living in the past or we're living too far in the future. And we're not giving enough emphasis or understanding or consideration to where we're going to be in the future. And then I thought, you know, the reality is we just don't give enough attention to the intentionality of this moment today. And so as we're thinking about finishing strong, can I encourage you to live this moment today, be intentional, do the next right one thing, heading in a specific direction that will honor God. That's the way you get to the point of being intentional and finishing strong in your life.
For the longest time, I just thought this was my normal. Waking up with my mind racing before I even got out of bed, anxiety felt like this constant background noise in my life. No matter how much I tried to just relax, my brain had other plans.
Sound familiar? So many people are struggling through life, battling anxiety. But each day, Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson helps you live an intentional life. In his new book, Breathe Again, Finding Peace Beyond Fear, Anxiety, and Worry, Dr. Randy offers practical steps to help you face life's emotional challenges with confidence.
I used to think peace was something other people had, but I'm learning that peace is something I can choose. I'm learning to breathe again, and it all started by living intentionally.
When you support Intentional Living during our spring support drive with a gift of $30 a month or all at once at $360, you can take home Dr. Randy's new book, Breathe Again. Support this ministry and change lives by calling 888-888-1717 or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, if you'd like to get in on this today, we certainly would appreciate it. Your support is making a difference. And as was mentioned, you can call. We're holding the phones for that purpose through today. For those who are calling to support Intentional Living at 888-888-1717, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. When we titled this book, I thought, wow, what a powerful title, a reminder that we just need to breathe again. We live in a world that feels breathless, doesn't it? I mean, the pace in which we live and the stress in which we live and everything going on in the world. I just encourage us to stop and breathe again And then putting the subtitle that we are finding peace beyond fear and worry is really what this book is all about, and frankly what our ministry is all about, as we help people to experience their life, and that's what I want for myself, and I want this for you, to experience our life the way God intended. And God did not intend, according to Scripture. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And those three things are certainly a part of what we write about in this brand new book on Breathe Again, and we'd love to get it into your hands. So again, just call us. Our operators are standing by for you right now as you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com and click on that little donate icon. And we want to include you in on this very special campaign and to thank you for your support, not only today, but for the days ahead. Thank you so much for standing with us.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. And we're talking about finishing strong. And what's that one thing that would be kind of a breakthrough to help you move in that direction in being intentional? And we're hearing your calls to our center. Adela has been waiting patiently in Arizona. Welcome to the program today. Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
What's your one thing right now, Adela?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to let me share a little bit today. Background a little bit, I've led a dark life, a lot of pain, spent most of my life doing drugs, and lost 2-3 children, a stillbirth, a abortion, gave a child up for adoption. There's just a lot of pain, which the drugs masked, and I walked in that direction for 55. But recently, I've been studying the Bible and going to church for the last 5 years and growing. Well, my little granddaughter found a new church that I decided to check out, and then she decided to be baptized again in this church because she's learned more about Jesus and how he loves her and wanted to commit her life to learning and growing in that direction. So I'm watching her be baptized in front of the church, and I felt a strong voice inside of my soul telling me, come, let me wash you clean of your guilt and pain. Let me take you into the light. Let me care for you. And so I went up in front of the church, and I jumped in the pool, and I was baptized again and have felt relief and freedom and a love surrounding me and a purpose calling me. And I'm intending to read the scriptures and study and make my life a testament to the Lord.
Mm. Well, good for you, Adela. And as you know, it's not that water that is magical. You know, that baptism in itself is not the magical formula. But it certainly is a representation, and it's a picture of God washing us clean of his love, his intentional love for us, to be that symbol and that picture, the fact that you had made a decision to say, Lord, I give you my life, and there's a picture of the cleansing. And you know, no matter what age, 55 or if you're 25, God will do that in your life. So Adela, let me ask you, you're staying in the Word, you're involved in a church. I'm assuming you're going to stay plugged into that church or another church?
Yes, definitely.
Good. That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're listening to the radio as well. Has the radio been an encouragement to you?
Yeah, I listen to it in the car, but I think I'm going to try tuning it in the house a little bit more.
Well, I hope so, because this, believe it or not, the signal actually goes right through the walls into your radio, so it'll be in your house as well.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing and another direction the Lord's taken me into.
Well, let me tell you, Adela, we're in the radio ministry, and I'll tell you why we do what we do 24 hours a day. I tell the staff this all the time. we're kind of like on demand. When you turn the radio on, there it is. You're looking for some hope. You're looking for some help. You're looking for some equipping. You just turn the radio on. Boy, there it is, you know. And that's why we do what we do. I know that's true of Christian radio around the country. That's our commitment to be there for you. So we'll be on the journey with you of being intentional. Adela, thank you for sharing your story.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. Love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want. But I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that. But that's about it. Thank you.
Good for you. You know, you were talking about that commandment, which really says to love others as you love yourself, right? And you think about it as we do, the focus so often is on ourselves. And we understand that God's intention is that we, as we take care of ourselves, as we grow, that we say, hey, we got to reach out and help a hurting world. What a world we live in today with so many hurts. So thank you for telling us your story. And you know, your stories are always welcome and appreciated here at the Intentional Living Center, that we can hear them and pray with you and then share them back with our listeners. Here's how you can tell us your story. Go online. We have a lot of activity on our Facebook and our website as well. When you go to theintentionallife.com. And so we keep this discussion going because that's the whole purpose. We're here to help you, and you encourage us together on this journey. Why? Because we want to help you finish strong.
At some point, we all face a defining moment, a moment that demands a choice. Turn away or take action.
The decision that you make when you're faced with that defining moment will impact your future. It's a part of living. These moments and how we respond to these moments in our life help to define how our life is operating.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, Your Defining Moment, he'll unpack how Nehemiah intentionally responded to a defining moment in his life and how you can respond to yours. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. You know, every month we try to get up a teaching that is going to be maybe brand new to your ears and to your heart, and we want you to share it with someone that will be an encouragement. And this month, the featured lesson is on the topic of defining moments. I wrote and recorded this lesson because, you know, life really does come down to these defining moments. Sometimes I call them aha moments, or they could be oh no moments. But there's certainly moments when we have an opportunity to make a decision that can define the course of our life, and maybe for all of eternity. And today, if you've not made that decision in your life that says, I'm done with trying to do it my way, and Lord Jesus, come into my life, I give my life totally to you, there's a defining moment prayer in your own words, and it can change the course of your life. And if that's what you're experiencing today, we want to certainly rejoice with you. Let us know. And I also want to say thanks to all of the folks who have been praying for and supporting the ministry that allow us to share these words of hope on the radio and on our podcast every day. And so again, if you've not checked out some of the teaching, I hope you'll do so. Defining Moments, our lesson for this month, and it's made possible because of the generous support of so many of our monthly members.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Roger. I'm a truck driver. I've been listening to FLR and Intentional Living. That's been quite a while. Remember the first song I heard on that station that I really liked was Slow Fade by Casting Crowns. I appreciate very much what you guys do. You're such an encouragement to tune in to your programs and your music, your Intentional Living. I wish when I was younger and had my wife and family at home, I would have heard you guys on a regular basis, it might have gone a little better. It breaks my heart to see so many people struggling in their lives, and I was like that once. I used to struggle in my life, but ever since I got right with the Lord and started studying the Bible, going to church, it's just all beautiful now, and I just want to encourage other people to continue doing it, no matter whatever you're going through, because not everybody gets up every day to a bowl of roses, you know. We all have all kinds of things going on in our lives, but when you center and focus everything around the Lord and you learn to have a relationship with the Lord, very little can shake you, because He's always there, and Family Life Radio is always there too, because I get so much encouragement myself from listening to music and programs that are talking about the Bible and talking about Jesus, because that's the center focus of my whole life nowadays.
Hey, thank you, Roger. Appreciate your testimony and your story. And I think as I was listening to you share that, it reminded me, as we're talking about finishing strong today, that earlier in the show I was talking about we can't be intentional in the past. And I think many of us get so stuck in the past. And we talk about wanting to finish strong in our lives. You want to have a better life. It begins today. I mean, truly, I'm talking about a better life in Christ. If you're struggling financially, it begins today to make a change. If you're not getting along in your marriage like you'd like to, it begins today. Being intentional, this moment. If you're struggling with your health and you know there's some things you could do, some things a doctor's told you to do that you're not doing to improve, it begins today. It's a decision that we make. And so our encouragement here in intentional living, if you want to finish strong, you got to take the next right step or the next step in the right direction to be intentional. And Roger did that. I mean, listen to what he talked about. He mentioned about coming to Christ and getting plugged into a church and getting plugged into a daily reading of Scripture. And he changed his activities and his priorities. And when he did, it changed his life. It's not, as I often say, rocket science. It's just doing the next right one thing, trusting God and being intentional, living in the moment with a destination in mind. Well, thanks for joining me today on Intentional Living from our center, where we're committed to our continued research and study on what it means to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And it's because of this message that we're seeing lives transformed and people coming to Christ and being strengthened in their relationships, and that makes every day worthwhile. If you'd like to know more about intentional living, just check us out at theintentionallife.com, and we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.